Good morning, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily. Good, how are you? Okay. Yep. Yes, yep. Yep. Okay. Right. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So if we get her in for a health check and we can do if her beak needs trimming, we can do it, and then we can do her nails and her wings, like with a whole kit and caboodle while she's here. Cool. Yep. Yeah, and as long as you like got good training and stuff, then you're good, yeah. Yes. No, we can do that in Conyers as well. Yeah. Good. Yeah, with Conyers as well, they can cause a lot of issues, those leg bands, so it's good you're able to remove that. No. Yeah, we don't do leg bends here though anyway. But no, we wouldn't recommend it, just for the safety, of like if she was to get it caught, her leg caught or anything like that, or constricted, because the conures, they're very fixated and yeah, it can end up sort of causing more harm than good. It is a lot. Yeah, it is a lot more common these days, even in cockatiels. So it is a lot more common for people to check them, yeah. Yes, that's right. So just depends. We can check her feces when she's here, and if she has any worms or any concerns, then yeah, we can worm her for you. But yeah, it just really depends on like her living conditions and everything like that. So yeah, that'll all be discussed at the time of the consultation. Yes, that's right. So the consultation, the health check, including the fecal check, is 170. So that fecal assessment is included in that fee. Should she require a beak trim, it is 60 for the first and then 50 ongoing. However, she may need sometimes we can do them conscious, but other times they do need a anaesthetic, just depending on the severity and everything of it. It's called a, yeah, no, it's actually sort of like a sculpting, yeah. Like I said, it just depends on the severity of the beak. It depends on what we need to do. For the microchipping, they have to go under because it's an implant under the muscle, under the skin. So they have to go out for an anesthetic. It's not like it's just cruel to otherwise have them conscious for that. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, we've got a different variety. It just depends like on what you're feeding specifically. Ours are ones that our vets recommend. So it's not like pet, not like a pet store. Yeah. Awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, well, look, I've got one tomorrow at 3:20. Otherwise, I've got throughout the rest of the week. I'm a bit more flexible. Wednesday, I've only got afternoon from 2 o'clock. Thursday, I can do a morning at 10:30. Friday, it's afternoon, and I do have someone Saturday, I believe, as well. No, I'm fully booked Saturday, sorry. We do, yes. Yeah, just let us know at the time of your consultation, just so we can get all the paperwork and everything like that all prepared. So, yeah. Yeah, if I did you want me to tentatively, because we are filling up very quickly. Oh, I could do 240. Yeah, or a 320 would be the latest that I could do for you. Yeah, 320 tomorrow. Yep, alrighty. Now, beautiful. Of course, that's right. Yeah, so what's your surname? Yep. Beautiful. Under Zeb? Yep. Yep. I've got that here. Now, what is your address? I've got you on Moreton Island. Is that right? Yep. Perfect. Excellent. Yeah, perfect. And now your email address is still zeb.hornabrook@me.com. Perfect. And the mobile number still ends in 578. Fantastic. Do you still have biscuit? Yeah, no, that's just so I can remove biscuit off your file. And now, is it a little green chick? Yep, and what was her name? Sorry. And how old is she? And she's just a green, she's not a pineapple mutation or anything like that. Just the normal sort of green cheek color. Yep, perfect. Alrighty, well, I've got her all booked in tomorrow at 20 past three. No worries at all. Yeah, we'll get the vet to have a look and just see, and we'll go from there. Alrighty. Perfect. We'll see you tomorrow at 3:20. Okay, bye.